Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the station today. We have a very good topic we're going to talk about today. But before we start, let's have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning just to give you thanks and praise for being so good and so kind to each and every one of us that will touch this line or will hear this broadcast this day. Dear Heavenly Father, I should direct their steps. Dear Heavenly Father, cover them with the blood of Jesus. And as we go forth with the word today, dear Heavenly Father, let it not be me. Move city out of the way and let the Holy Ghost come in and use me the way you would have me to be used. And I'm going to give you praise. I'm going to shout hallelujah to your name because, God, you are truly, truly worthy to be praised. In the blessed name of Jesus, amen and thank God. Well, today, we're going to talk about resist temptation. And I hope you have your paper and your pencil and your Bible with you because I'll be going to different chapters in the Bible with different verses or vice verses on resist temptation. And first of all, when you think about temptation, you think about testing and vice versa. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that this morning. You know, although it can be used positive in Scripture, we most often associate temptation, which is given in to sin and evil. The Bible teaches that temptation to sin is Satan's main activities in our lives. Although our own selfishness and appetite certainly make the tempter work easier. And in case you didn't know who the tempter was, the tempter is Satan. Satan, who is called the tempter, you will find that in Matthew's the 4th chapter, verses 3. Also in 1 Thessalonians 3 and 5. If Satan is out to get us, if you don't realize it, Just keep getting up saying good morning. Just keep saying, you know, how are you doing? Because Satan is right there to tempt you on every hand. He doesn't care how spiritually we are or how secure we are in our Christian home. He's right there with us too. He's going to tempt us to sin, hoping to lead us away from God and our family. I think I'm going to say that again on that one. You know, Satan is called the tempter. He is out to get us. He's not our friend. He doesn't care how spiritually you think you are or how secure you think you are because you're in a Christian home. He's trying to get in any way he can through a door, through an opening, through a window, a crack, whatever way Satan feels he can get into your life and into your family. He's coming in, and he's not just coming by himself. He's bringing a whole army full of his satanic friends with him. He's going to tempt us to sin, to lead us away from God and our family. You know, and as I was reading this here on temptation, does temptation come from God? No, it comes from the enemy, the Satan. You know, although God does not send temptation, he does delight in helping us grow stronger through it, through what we're going through. When we read his word and obey his commandment, we can come out of the temptation. We know right from wrong. You know, as a child coming up, when he started able to talk and walk, he know what's right and wrong for temptation. He know if he's not supposed to put his hand on that table. You've spanked his hand. But something keeps leading him to that temptation. But it's not that he don't know. You've spanked him so many times, you feel sorry spanking him again. I'm using those things as an example this morning to let you know how Satan will come in your life, how he will try to tempt you on everything. You know, what makes temptation so alluring? I'm glad you asked. I'm going to go to the first chapter on Genesis, the third chapter, Genesis 1 and 6. And here it's talking about the fruit looked as so fresh and delicious to Eve, so she ate it. You know, when you think about that, how Satan that had come in, he started right there in Genesis. You know, in the earlier chapter of Genesis, Eve was given the desire to eat the fruit, which God had forbidden her to do. You know, that was temptation right there. We likewise are constantly bombarded with desires to commit sin. And you know, this is tax season. And when you think about it, people are tempted to lie on their income tax. They don't have any children. I'm using those as examples to bring it home to let you know how Satan would tempt you. He'll tempt you to put down children you don't even have. Family members that you don't even take care of. That's a tempting. We are tempted to get anger and seek revenge upon our enemy. No, we're not supposed to do that. God would handle everything, every situation that come up in our life if we don't merely give it to him. You know, we are tempted to lust after other human beings. You see that's going on right now. Power, sex, lust, money. Temptation. All of us are flooded with desires to commit sins every day of our life. That's why we have to know that we know to stay in the Word of God. Before we let something, a negative thought, come to our mind, when Satan is trying to bombard us, pick up the Word of God. If you're not there, try to remember scriptures. So when the temptation and the tempter come, you can start combating that with the right thoughts in your mind, because it starts in the mind. That's where he started working, in the mind. And you know, I was thinking about that when what make temptation so alluring. Often, you know, go to 1 Kings 11:1-3, and it's telling you about Solomon loved many foreign women. And sure enough, they led his heart away from the law. That was temptation right there. By him being lured by so many women. That's what's happening in the world today. So many men are being lured by women. So many women are being lured by the men. That's the temptation right there. Often temptation begun in seemingly harmless pleasure, soon getting out of control and progress to full-blown idolatry. You know, and as I read on, I went to 1 Peter 5:16-14. I'll just read a few of those scriptures. It's talking about how I can master my temptation. You know, in the Word of God, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. He had also cast all your anxieties on him, only him now, because he cares for you. Discipline yourself. Keep alert. He's going to come like a roaring lion. That's your adversary, the devil. He's going to prowl around looking for someone to devour. That's his job. But first of all, you got to resist him. You got to be steadfast in your faith. For you know that your brothers and sisters throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. That's another word we're using today, suffering. You know, even after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who have called you into his earnest glory in Christ, will himself restore. That's one of the words we are using today, restore, support, strengthen, and establish. We are using those words today in our presentation to you. So you hear me talking about it throughout the lesson that I have prepared today on those very words, because we have to learn about the temptation today. Is being tempted to sin the same as sinning? I'm glad you asked. In Hebrews 4 and 15, it says, "For Jesus faced all the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin." I'm going to read that again. "For Jesus faced it all of the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin." We're going to come into temptations every day of our life, but we have to learn how not to sin, how to break that temptation with the word of God. You know, in Matthew 4 and 1, it says, "Then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil." You know, in his own battle with Satan, Jesus demonstrated how to prevent temptation from becoming sin. So now, if Jesus was tempted by the tempter, which is the devil, Satan, you know we're going to be tempted. But he's demonstrated how to prevent temptation from becoming sin. And you know what? How can I avoid falling in temptation? The best strategy is to flee the situation. You know, in Proverbs 1, 10 through 14, you can jot these scriptures down as I give them to you. "If sinners entice you, turn your back on them. Sometimes our greatest tempters are those who think, and we think, are our friend." I'm going to say that again. Sometimes, I didn't say all the time, sometimes our greatest tempters are those we think and consider are our friend. You know, when I went over to Daniel 1 and 8, "But Daniel made up his mind not to defile himself by eating the food, which he shouldn't have fooled with." But here, you know, you think about a solid commitment made before temptation strike is the best prevention to sin. And you know, in Matthew 6 and 13, and it says, "Don't let us yield to temptation." You know, we should make our temptation a constant focus of prayer. And as I went over to Titus, it said, "And we are instructed to turn from godliness living and sinful pleasure." Other words, it's talking about Christian growth brings an increased awareness and sensitivity to temptation in our lives. We're still talking about resisting temptation. You know, the subject of temptation is familiar to everyone today. Most of us think of temptation as individual in nature. And when we think of that, we're involved overly personal sin. You know, the topic of temptation is much more serious than people feel or realize. Temptation need not be clear-cut and obvious whenever we find ourselves drifting away from the will of God. Even for seemingly the noblest reason, we are in a grip of temptation. When the enemy come in to try to keep you from praying, trying to keep you from reading the word, keep you from going to church, going to Bible study, doing the things that God have commissioned and commanded for us to do, you find yourself, "Today I'll miss, tomorrow I'll miss." You know, finally, you're finding yourself drifting away from God and the word of God. You know, you don't want that. You know, I'm going to give you a few things, offer three pointers on how we can resist temptation. First, we need to resist temptation. We must understand what temptation is, because everybody don't know what temptation is. Temptation is an enticement or an alluring to sin against the will of God. Anything that the tempter can get you to do, distraction from God's word, is temptation. And, you know, and Jesus explained temptation this way in James and 1:13-15. He said, when tempted, no one should say God has tempted me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. That means that enemy will get you away. If you're by yourself and not staying hooked up to the vine, which is Christ Jesus, staying hooked up with the word, staying hooked up in prayer, that enemy will come in like a flood and just sift you as wheat. You know, thereafter desirings have conceived, it give birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, give birth to death. You know, as I was going through this about temptation, resisting temptation, you know, first, God does not tempt us to sin. In fact, First Chronicles 10:13 explained that God provides us with a way out of temptation. God allows us to be tempted in order to refine our faith and to help us grow in our dependence upon him. Now, let me say that again. God allows us to be tempted in order to refine our faith and to help us grow in our dependency upon him. Second, temptation in of itself is not sin. Jesus was tempted. However, he was without sin. Temptation only becomes sin when we give in to the temptation. How many times that you all, just this week, and the day is Wednesday, you have been tempted about something, whether it was overeating, overindulging on drinking, overindulging on reading something you shouldn't have, watching something on the TV you shouldn't have, looking at something as you pass on the street that was tempting, that you kept your focus on. You know, temptation is a process. It starts off gradually. You know, temptation starts with a harmless thought or desire that entices us to do something that we are not supposed to do. Just like when you tell your children something, don't do this. This is the consequence if it happens. And here, when it does, we think the next initial thought is then entertaining and exploring. We contemplate committing the sin. My. And you know, here's another example of how temptation works. In the earlier chapter, when we was talking about earlier on Genesis, where Eve was given the desire to eat the fruit, God had told Adam. Adam had already told Eve. Eve already knew not to touch that tree. But the enemy, the old tempter, Satan, came in and tried to pull the wool over her eye and tell her, oh, you can eat that fruit. It's not going to happen to you. You're going to be wiser. You know, you're going to know as much as God knows. How many times have the enemy come in and tempt you with something in the course of a day, try to steer your mind to something else, try to take you off a course, try to send you another direction when God told you which way to go? How many times have that happened? When you just think on how good God is and how things are happening today, you have to say, wait a minute, this is not of God. This is not of God. And I had just wrote down a lot of examples on how the enemy will come and trick it. If you're not careful, you got to be prayed up. You got to be keeping the word of God in your consciousness. Even when you sleep, you got the purpose in your mind, falling asleep with Jesus on your mind, going to sleep with a song, with the scripture, because the enemy tries to attack your mind even when you sleep. And that's where he gets a lot of us at. It's in our mind while we're asleep. You know, so often he entertained tempting thoughts so we can justify or rationalize committed the sinful act. We say things like, everybody's doing it. No one's perfect. How many times have you heard that? God will forgive me, so I might as well do it. No, why would you might as well do it? Just because you know God gonna forgive you. God would even look better on you when you knew the right thing not to do, to let temptation come in. Some will say, well, God wants you to have a little fun. Well, you know what's clean fun and what's not clean fun. You won't need nobody to tell you that. You will know that automatically. God will let you know it was wrong. You don't need anybody to tell you. You know right from wrong. You was taught, you know. And when we are tempted to sin, we entertain the desire and think of the benefits of the sin. And we have to be so mindful. We have to be so careful to do what God would have us to do. And today, that is our main topic, talking about temptation today. Because we can be tempted. If we're not listening to God and doing what God say do, temptation will enter our life. You know, after we commit sin, Satan wants us to feel so guilty that we alienate ourselves from God. And when we alienate ourselves from God, it will produce spiritual death, the type of spiritual death that James talked about in the Word of God. You know, the devil is always suggesting that we compromise our high calling by substituting the good in the place of the best. That's his job. You know, he'll say, brethren, if we're going to conquer temptation, we must stop the temptation from going past the first stage in our life. We're all going to have temptation thought and desire. However, we must not entertain those thoughts. If we do, then chances are we will commit the sin. So that means when the thought comes, you dismiss that thought. Don't keep thinking about that. Keep going over and over and over in your mind because temptation is steadily building up. He's steady easing into your subconscious. He's steady easing in. And, you know, so far we have noticed to resist temptation, we must first know what temptation is. And, you know, second, to resist temptation, we must predetermine in our mind that we will not give in to the temptation and sin against God. My. No matter how desirable, alluring, appealing, tantalizing, or inviting the sin may be, we must not commit it. We cannot get stuck into Satan's web of deceit, and that's what he's doing, a lot of deceit. Nothing in this world is worthy of our soul or our godly reputation. You know you love God, you want to serve God. Stay on God's side. Don't let the enemy come in and sift you as wheat. Don't let him come in and just hack habit over your life. Let him know you got to resist him at every cost. You got to resist the enemy at every cost. You know, we must say no to the temptation. We must say no to sin. And if you don't start saying no to sin, who you think going to say no for you? Because the enemy sure not going to do it. The tempter, the devil, Satan, himself, he's going to try to allure you more and more. And, you know, and as I went further in the scripture, in Genesis, the 39th chapter, we read about Potiphar's wife wanting Joseph to go to bed with her. That was tempting right there. But he didn't do it. But they lied. You know, the Bible says in Genesis 39, 6 and 8, now Joseph was well built and handsome. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of him. and notice of Joseph and said, come to bed with me. But he refused. So you got to be so careful. It's in the word of God, you all, on temptation, how you can be lured, how you're thinking one thing, and before you know it, it just take one person negative with bad vibes and thoughts to get your mind to sway and to go opposite from what God done told you to do or go, places to go. So we got to be so careful. And how did this young man, handsome, you know, resist temptation? When we're talking about Joseph, the answer is in verse 9. My master have withheld nothing from me except you because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God? Here, he didn't sin against God, but she lied. How many people are lying on you today, saying this and saying that, temptation to build up their ego, to build up something for them to say? That show your temptation how you can get caught up in a web so quick. You know, to resist temptation, we must predetermine in our mind not to sin against God. No matter what's coming up against you, you have to stay in the word of God. Be determined in your mind to not sin. Third, to resist temptation, we must rely upon the strength of God. No matter what come up, what's going on, you have to rely upon the strength of God. And, you know, the third one we must rely upon, you know, in scriptures, we are told time and time again to rely upon God's strength to fight off temptation. You know, the word of God say, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. My. Put on the full armor of God. The full armor of God. And you know, as I was reading further, the Bible distinguished between temptation, which is used by Satan to lead into sin, and testing, which is used by God to purify us and move out toward maturity and growth. That's what God wants us to do, y'all. God wants to purify us, one thing, move us up toward ministry, another, and grow us toward ministry. You know, we have to be so careful, because the enemy will come in. He will do everything that he possibly can to stop us from going forth. And when Satan attacked us with his devilish scheme, we must not fight him alone. We, too, send the lame to hell. We must send God to get rid of him. You know, we need God. We can't do nothing without God. And with Satan on your trail, for sure you need God. He's the only one that can fight your battle, truly fight your battle, no matter what you're going through. He can fight your battles today. We can resist temptation. And when we are tempted, we need to go immediately to God in prayer and ask him to help us resist the urge to commit the sin. Whatever it may be, when you know it is not of God, you know it's a sin. So we can immediately go to God in prayer and ask him to help us resist the evil that he has upon us. You know, so today, as I was reading that, and I thought this would be a good lesson to bring on temptation, because so many of us are tempted in the course of a day on so many aspects in our life, whether on the job, whether at church, whether walking through the grocery store, whether, you know, it's so many places we can be tempted at. On the bus stop, we can be tempted if we're not careful. So we need to know what does say the Lord. And out of testing comes a more committed faith. And also spiritual testing reveals the impurity and sins of our heart. My. God's testing result in deepening our obedience and love. That's where it is, our obedience and love. You know, I was reminded, well, there's a test different from temptation. I'm glad you asked. Their trials are only to test your faith, to show that is and pure. And you'll find that 1 Peter 1 through 7, that these trials are only to test your faith and to show that it is strong and pure. When Satan came to destroy our faith, God led them to, you know, we have to be obedient and love. We have to have that strength and purify. Temptation, when resisted with God's help, become tests of purity of our character. My. You know, the reward of enduring means testing in your life. You're going to go through something in this life. Some things, some challenges going to be presented to you in this life. And you have to know whether you're on God's side or you're going to be on Satan's side. So if you've never thought about it, today is the day to think about temptation and what it can bring, what it can do to you. And, you know, brethren, every day we battle temptation. And at times we lose the battle, but we must keep fighting and fighting to detect it. No matter if you didn't make it yesterday, God gave you today another chance to hit on it. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. So we not going to let the enemy just walk in and tempt us like that. You know, the Bible tells us that we can resist temptation. And you're asking, well, how can I do that? I'm glad you asked. To resist temptation, we must understand what temptation is. And then we must perform predestined in our mind that we will not give into the tempter and the temptation and set. As he said, when we give in to temptation and sin against God, my. We must rely upon the strength of God to help us overcome temptation. You know, and this morning, if you have been losing the battle with temptation, come forward and ask God to help you. With the Lord's help, you can conquer Satan and the temptation that he throws at you. If you are subject to the law of promise and the Lord invitation, please come now as we are stand and sing on the line that you need to come out of the sin that you're in. And somebody may be listening today that's getting a better understanding what temptation is and how to predetermine in our mind that we will not give in to temptation. We give God the praise this morning for this lesson, because when you think resisting temptation and it's all around you every day, you know that you need to have the favor of God on your life to be able to resist the temptation, to resist the things that's going on in the world. Just because you in the world don't mean you of the world. You have to have a better understanding on temptation and what it's doing to families just right now as we speak, the sin that have come up into the family. You know, trusting God with our cares and concern frees us to share the gospel without fear of failure. We can go through that. Fear of contrary. You know, You know, when you think about the expression of God's love in the life of Jesus, it's an example for all believers to follow. Suffering is not a sign of failure, but often a sign of faithfulness. I think I better say that one again. Suffering is not a sign of failure, but often a sign of faithfulness. You know, a sense of humility among believers can make a difference in the way which the gospel is received. You know, triumphant attitudes turn people away from their faith and distort the message of service to others. Fellowship in the steps of Jesus would help us adjourn his attitude and renew our hearts for ministry. Number three, the temptation is to be a Christian apart from a community of faith must be resisted. The power of the Christian community is evidenced in the New Testament and continue to be important for its sharing and ministering of the gospel. New Testament faith is always practical with commitment. You know, churches must be willing to address the issues they face. Honesty, dialogue about the direction of various ministry of the church and future goals can be helped in clarifying the mission and vision of the church, which can bring renewed, renewal. So today we was talking about temptation, the sin, the different examples we give on those that was tempted in the Bible. I didn't go through all of them. I just gave a few synopsis of, you know, temptation, what the meaning of temptation is. And are you being tempted? Do the enemy have a bounty on your head? Are you being tested right now? Are you going through the fire for Jesus' sake or for the sake of the enemy? What are you doing right now? Just check yourself to see, am I in the right place at the right time? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I saying what I'm supposed to say? So today's lesson was on resist temptation. And some of our key words that we used in here today was restore. You want God to restore you. You want the support of God. You need the strength of God. And you need to establish yourself. You need to be established with God. And so today, I hope you all got a little something out of temptation, how the process temptation will take you through, the starting and the ending of it, the different things that we do in our everyday life that we know is wrong, that we are being tempted by the enemy. So we got to stop procrastinating, stop letting the enemies just use us, do a dialogue with him. No, no, no. We need to stop that. We need to just let God abide in our life and not have the temptation around us. You know, you've been on drugs before. I'm using that example hypothetically. Why keep going around places that you know they're selling it or they're using it? If you was an alcoholic, don't go around where they're selling liquor and drinking it constantly until you're strong enough. That's temptation right there. If you're running behind a man or woman that is not of God, that's temptation right there. If you're trying to hurt somebody, do something conniving that you have no business, that's temptation right there. So it's time for each and every one of us to turn to the Word of God. Do what the Word of God says. You know, choose together what you want God to do for you and work with God. Consider a faithful brother or sister. You know, testify. Let them know where God brought you from and how good God is. So today, that's the conclusion of our show today on temptation. Today, as you go around about your daily chores, you're going to find yourself being tempted in a lot of areas today. So I just give you some food for thought, some things to keep you from being tempted like you have been in the past. So until next Wednesday, and the Lord says the same. We hope to be back on the air with more and more topics that will help us in these last and evil days, because the enemy is out there trying to sift us as wheat. So until next week, be blessed, and thank you for stopping by Joy and Peace Outreach. I hope you was able to get something out. Temptation, tested, restored, support, strengthened, and established. I hope something was said today that will open up your eyes more to the Word of God. And if I had the tentacle as an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all that's listening in today and tell you just how much I love you. And thank you so much for listening to the show today. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.